Listening to friends and family feels natural. They know us best, care about our happiness, and usually want to protect us from failure. When life gets confusing, most people turn to the voices closest to them. Parents, siblings, lifelong friends, because those relationships feel safe. As humans, we are wired to trust our tribe, but what feels comforting is not always what is correct. In fact, relying too heavily on advice from friends and family can sometimes be a big mistake, especially when the stakes are high and the topic demands real expertise. The problem is not that loved ones are trying to harm us. Most of the time, they offer advice with good intentions. The real issue is that intentions do not equal competence. A parent may be wise, but that does not mean they understand entrepreneurship, investing, mental health, career strategy, relationships, or modern technology. A friend may be loyal, but loyalty does not automatically come with knowledge. Many people give advice based on emotion, personal fear, or one isolated experience. They may tell you what they would do, what feels safe, or what fits their worldview, not what is actually best for your situation. This is why trusting those closest to you can become dangerous. Friends and family often speak from limited experience. For example, someone who has never built a business may strongly discourage you from taking the risk, not because it's a bad idea, but because it makes them uncomfortable. Someone who has always worked a stable job might view creativity or unconventional paths as unrealistic. Even worse, people may unintentionally project their own regrets onto you. Their advice becomes less about your future and more about their past. Another risk is that friends and family may not be honest in the way you need them to be. Sometimes they sugarcoat the truth to avoid hurting your feelings. Other times, they push you toward choices that keep you close to them, even if those choices shrink your potential. It is hard for people to remain objective when they are emotionally invested in the outcome. And when you accept their advice without questioning it, you may end up living their life instead of your own. So, who should you trust for advice? The best answer is, trust people who have proven results in the area you are asking about. In many cases, that means experts, people who have spent years mastering a skill or knowledge set. If you want relationship advice, seek someone who has built a strong partnership, not someone who constantly experiences drama. If you want financial advice, listen to people who have successfully managed money over time, not someone who just has strong opinions. If you want career advice, talk to people who have achieved what you want to achieve and understand the path it takes to get there. This doesn't mean ignoring friends and family entirely. Their advice can still be valuable, especially when it comes to your character, your values, and your well-being. But for decisions that require specialized knowledge, you need specialized guidance. Finding and vetting people with genuine experience is essential. Ask questions, look at their results, study their work. Learn from people who have evidence, not just confidence. Ultimately, being open-minded is one of the most powerful habits you can develop. Your future is too important to be shaped by casual opinions. Seek wisdom, not comfort. Seek truth, not familiarity. And when it matters most, choose advice based on expertise, not proximity.